electoral victory. 57% of women voted for Biden, compared to 42% for President Donald Trump, according to exit polls by Edison Research. Since becoming president-elect, Biden has nominated women to fill key cabinet positions.
And while this team has unmatched experience and accomplishments, they also reflect the idea that we cannot meet these challenges with old thinking and unchanged habits. For example, we're going to have the first woman lead the intelligence community.
If approved by the Senate, that woman would be Avril Haines, Biden's choice for Director of National Intelligence. Biden also picked women to serve as Treasury Secretary, UN Ambassador, Director of the Office of Management and Budget, and as Chair of his Economic Advisors. His senior communications team will be all female, including Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris will bring her own team of women, including Tina Flournoy, as Chief of Staff. These women also represent various racial and economic backgrounds and include daughters of working class and immigrant families. Activists say this diversity will help Biden achieve key priorities, racial and gender equity.
We're really looking for people to be at the top levels of government who are not only experienced and established and expert in their field, but who have the experiences of the communities that they are serving, that they're intended to serve, so that they can truly make the best decisions on behalf of the American people and the communities that most need those supports and those programs.
Biden's agenda for women includes improving economic security through equal pay and ending pregnancy discrimination, work-family balance, including parental leave and child care, access to health care, ending violence against women, and empowering women around the world. Having female decision-makers is seen as especially crucial as the country faces a pandemic and tries to recover economically.
We can look back and see just how important it is, for example, that we've had black women in positions of public health leadership or as mayors of big cities who have said, look, there's a disproportionate effect on black communities and even on black women economically in this moment. And they are making sure that policy is reflective of those distinctive challenges.
To enact his ambitious agenda for women, Biden will need to overcome partisan gridlock in Congress, where his Democratic Party has a narrow majority in the House of Representatives, and Republicans may keep control of the Senate. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.